Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I haven't, like, you know, I want to put like a wall up with some cool images and stuff, but for now it's very kind of basic right now. Baby, it's hot. Can you make it less hot? Thank you.
Yes, put that man to work.
Baby, it's hot. Can you make it less hot? Ladies, just say what the fuck you want. Babe, can you turn the air on?
Very clear. That was very clear.
No.
That was pretty clear.
Here's the thing. This is why we say what you want. Because for me to make it less cool, I got to throw that bitch on 67. Now, I know when I throw it on 67, right, you going to get cold and start complaining about that. So just say, hey, babe, can you turn the thermostat to like 71?
I don't know what temperature it's on right now. I don't know. All I know is I feel warm, but I'm in here with these lights on. So he doesn't feel what I feel. Mm. So whatever it is, make it less than what it is.
Boom. Everybody got that but you to hear. All the freckles in your ear. You couldn't hear nothing.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, Brody isn't here yet. You're obviously going to take the side of the woman. And Pat doesn't respect people when they're in his place. So you just going to have to comply to whatever.
I would never argue about temperature. My ears are shocked right now. Y'all, is that really a problem? Niggas arguing about temperature?
Well, it ain't really arguing. It's just that, you know how ladies get cold, man. They be like, what's hot in here? And you turn it on 70. And it was like, why is it so cold in here? And you be like, you just said.
Well, because...
How did y'all survive evolution?
Temperature 72. 72 is perfect indoors.
Why are all y'all cold though? Like, what? Like, weren't we all outside at one point? Like, how did y'all make it?
Because we're slightly anemic because we bleed every month.
That's true. Also, your bodies are warmer. Like, it's a fact. Like, men have more audacity and bullshitting. Like, it heats you up from the inside. Mm-hmm. It works.
I was waiting for the scientific proof. You was like, we have more audacity and bullshit.
And y'all's little stupid sperm needs to be a little cooler. You know how you put, like, a cold, like, science experiments in the cooler? Y'all sperm got to be a little bit cooler so that it works.
That's true, actually.
Pat, that's a cute cup. What Pokemon is that?
Snorlax,
okay. I know I recognize. I couldn't remember the name. Yeah, Brody, you okay over there?
Brody,
yeah, I'm trying to find the spot. No, you know, I'm always in a weird spot.
Brody's in a Nickelodeon basement right now.
I can still see all y'all on this.
The casting couch is under a bed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm trying to find the least roastable spot. Y'all still going to roast wherever you see me pop up at.
I mean, no, look, it can't be worse than Pat's room.
Hey. Come on, my room is aesthetically pleasing.
Got a lot going on. It kind of looks like, you know, whenever you watch one of those superhero movies and they go see the guy who has all the tech?
Yeah.
Like in a cage with a bunch of shit. You look like the guy who's going to be like, I got the exact thing you need.
That wasn't really the compliment I was going for.
Yeah.
Pat has the aesthetic. His apartment has the aesthetic of somebody, like if a 19-year-old hit the lottery and they were just able to buy everything that they always wanted. That's what it is.
Pat looks like he says Eureka a lot in that room.
Pat, are you a year-round Christmas tree person? Or are you just forgetting? Because we at the end of Q1 right now.
He don't like to redecorate and change stuff. Okay. That room works for every holiday.
This is very eye-opening. I will clean up. I love Christmas trees. I was actually about to throw this out, and then I realized it looked good on camera, and I needed something over there. It was just white, you know?
Well, I mean, shit, it's almost April now, so at this point, you might as well just keep it up. You're only 6 months away from this point from putting it up anyway, so just a little bit.
It's just going to stay up.
Brody gonna sit here and say we gonna roast wherever he's at. Now he out here outside walking around looking for a location.
I'm still looking for a fucking spot, yo.
Where were you at? You was at your desk at work?
We're not going to say that on the record.
It's giving
that's at your boo house, at your booze work.
Nah, we ain't gonna Meg, we're not gonna do this again. Okay.
Hey, Brandon, am I allowed to say what we shot when I was over there, or is that like
Yeah, talk about it.
Are you at the courthouse?
Yeah.
This nigga put me on Judge Mathis. This nigga put me on Judge Mathis, and yeah. It was the most confusing experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Was it for stealing the kids' book bags?
I don't want to give away the magic. I don't know what the contractual liability. Yeah, it was an interesting.
He had to go to court because someone was suing him for a video game tournament. No, I'll just leave it at that.
Wait, did he get to play himself?
I was myself. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? An interesting character.
Being in Atlanta right now, at my age, I have no desire to go to any club. Like, I ain't going to no club. I ain't doing no strip clubs.
You ain't been partying in Atlanta?
I've been going to the same restaurants. It's only two restaurants I go to. I go to the same restaurants.
Arby's.
I've been here since.
Arby's, though?
And Arby's and the Dwarf House Chick-fil-A.
Arby's and the Turkey Leg Hut in Houston.
They can get a good hot dog in Atlanta. That's the question.
Listen. No,
in the varsity.
Is
there a hot dog scene?
Away from me. It's an Arby's 5 minutes away.
That's
is
your
this
old
the hot
life.
Dog scene crazy in Atlanta?
There is no hot dog scene in Atlanta. Well, there is a hot dog scene in Atlanta.
Yeah, Portia's baby daddy got a hot dog on too many empire levels, here.
Right.
But hot dog empire is a fun sentence.
I've been on my best behavior, man. I've been on my best behavior with the hot dogs. I ain't even.
I know why I ain't seen you since you've been here to here.
I've been working. This is my first day off, and I popped up here.
Oh, well, hey. Oh.
So,
thank you. Sure. Can I come to set?
Mm-hmm. Just let me know what day you want to go, and I'll let the producer know I'm having guests.
Yes,
for me.
I'm going to come over there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going
to
have.
What are you shooting to here?
I'm shooting a movie down here.
The night of the freckle comeback.
Yeah, I said when we're not recording, but one of our friends is directing it, so okay. It's pretty dope. He's letting me like really like go ham on my scene, so yep. I think it's gonna be dope. Yeah,
he's gonna be the reason they get a night of the freckle comeback too.
Listen, if anyone wants to cast me to play a receptionist who runs and screams, I'm down. I'm so down.
Hey, have y'all ever had a moment when your friends like they starting to grow up and they mature and it kind of throws you off a little bit? Like, Shit, yeah. Pat texted me randomly last night. He was like, "Yo, Young Tahir, how's it going, man?" I'm like, "Oh man, chill, man. Everything's cool, man. You know, down here in Atlanta." He's like, "Cool, man. How's it going?" And I'm, you know, I get people make small talk before they ask for something, or you know, saying just
clarification. Hey, don't be asking for shit.
And that's what threw me off, because you don't be asking for shit. So the fact that you were calling and then not only not asking for shit, but also taking interest in what I had going on. And after everything, he was like, "Hey man, I just wanted to check in on you, see how you're doing. Sounds like things are going great, man. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your night." I was like, "Is this a trick?
People think I just roast all day." No, I had like a 15. I had a, like a 15 minute conversation about you and everything, and I was just like, "I'm gonna hit him up."
That's when you start thinking, like, is this a make-a-wish? And, like, am I not doing that? You know, like, did somebody hear something about me? You know what I'm saying?
Brody, because with shit, like, this year has been, like, completely different from last year. So when he hit me up and then it wasn't going anywhere, I was like, am I dying? Like, what's happening? What's that? Because when you operate in a trauma mindset for so long, you just expect bad calls when shit is going right. So when he called and texted and he ain't want nothing, I was just like, and then Tea Time just came out. I was like, they must got some behind the scenes shit they finna drop that's gonna fuck me up. Like, I don't, because that camera, I don't know when it wasn't rolling. And you know, I just be saying any fucking thing. So I was like,
the bar is in hell for male communication, because you were like, so a guy cares about me? Like, y'all don't just check on each other?
Listen, I am usually the friend who initiates friendships. Like when I meet somebody, because it's hard to make friends after a certain time, right? And like, one of my homeboys, Orlando, when I met him, we was cool. He got my number because I was working with his girl. She had a podcast. And one day he invited me over for lunch. He was like, I'm a cook. He's Jamaican, you know, Jamaican. He's like, I'm a cook for you. I'm gonna cook some saltfish and ackee. And I was like, you gonna cook for me? He's like, yeah, come over in the daytime. I was like, all right, is such and such gonna be that? He was like, no, man, it's just us. Let's just hang out, you know, chill and talk about God shit. And I was like, this nigga trying to fuck.
that is like a female trauma response. Like,
this nigga trying to fuck.
I'm hungry, but I'm gonna bring my pepper spray just in case.
No, man, I'm light skinned with freckles. I'm a ginger. I'm a hot commodity out here.
Well, you're in it. You're in Atlanta, so that might be the case sometimes.
You gotta be careful. Atlanta.
Don't take that off the table.
Atlanta. Let me tell you how the niggas, because every nigga at the front desk in the hotels I'm staying at is gay as hell, right? And I know, so, you know, it is what it is. Some more flamboyantly gay than the others, right? And so there's one guy who you would not, he's not like, pre-telling gay, right? The way he was, I realized it after the fact, because I was grabbing drinks with a friend, and I went to the front desk to get something. He was like, so you in town working on the project? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I thought you looked familiar. Because I was like, I know that guy from something. I was like, yeah, you know, maybe Abbott, yes. I was like, that's the handsome guy from Abbott. And I was like, thank you. Wait, what the fuck?
He slid that in there. you already had your defenses down. He slid that right in there.
He tried it. What's crazy is that as the list of handsomeness on that show, to hear you are not at the top.
But I mean, that's not even an accurate way. That's not even an accurate way to like.
A lot of handsome actors on that show. I wasn't going to say it.
But that's not even a character trait. Like, that doesn't even help you get to what you're talking about.
Right. You the Hotep PTA guy.
Right. Pat. He was breaking me down with compliments. That was
strictly an in-person compliment.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew you'd look like the little snack off Avid Elementary.
Which one? Gregory? Like.
And a show about kids and eating snack, you are the juiciest one. Hey, that is not okay, nigga.
Wow. Hilarious.
I like the audacity. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the audacity.
I was back home in St. Louis for 314 day. And, you know, a lot of people showed love and recognized me. And this one guy, after like 3 minutes of conversation, thought he should have my number. He's like, yo, man, what you go ahead and put your number in my phone so we can connect next time you're in town. And I didn't think he was, like, trying to holler and no shit like that. It's just like, you don't get that access to me from 3 minutes of conversation. And I was like, damn, is this what chicks be feeling like? That's how it feels when a guy talks to you for a little bit. And he'd be like, yeah, why don't you go ahead and no shit, give me your number. Because it felt so invasive that he felt comfortable even just asking me right out the gate like that.
Did he get it or no?
Did you let him beat or not?
Y'all, wow. I told him nigga had to take me to Wingstop. We could talk about it, but I am
just gonna see that nigga sneaking in the blurred background.
Pat gonna be like, Quantrell?
Come on, out guys. You a dirty dog. Huh?
Why is the blur moving so much? The blur just got out the shower. What's going on?
Wow.
Blur just got out the shower. Jasmine, is it warmer? Is it cooler? I forgot what you
right
asked.
Now he feels better. I think he did something, so I appreciate him today. He works from home like half the time, so when we're both here, it's kind of... I'm not the best coworker, you know. I do listen to TikToks with the sound on loud, so it's good we have this.
Are you that
can
person?
Can we talk about that? Yeah. Can we talk about?
I'd be so mad.
TikTok and social media etiquette when you're like in a room with somebody or in the car with this. We got to figure this out, because if you're in the car with somebody, especially if you're not driving, I feel like your volume should be lower than the music of whatever.
Oh, if there's music, absolutely. Yeah,
sure. I agree. But my husband drives in silence, like a sociopath. Like, he's
well, you chose to go raw with him, Jasmine. That ain't got nothing to do with regular people.
Why you put like an earbud in though?
You was okay with that. Wasn't a deal breaker for you. That would have been a deal breaker for me because I wouldn't fuck with no serial killer. But that was okay with you.
I'll be honest, I'm a talkative bitch. So like our first couple of years, I think I talked so much in the car, I never noticed there was no music. And now we've been together long enough, crazy. There's not that much to talk about. So now I'm like, you don't want to hear Olivia Dean, NPR, nothing.
Not even NPR.
NPR, he's like, we can listen to other people talk. You don't have to listen to just me talk.
Your husband likes to listen to people put puzzles together. Just pieces clicking.
We got a 3,000 piece one today for you guys. All right. Let's start on the flowers. All right. Good, good, good. Okay. I got a corner piece right here.
I like to go ahead and get the entire perimeter together before I start working in.
It is how
so boring. Holy
it's
shit.
Puzzle cast. Yeah. Is a podcast about puzzles out there.
You don't even see
there.
It.
Yeah.
They're describing it.
Podcast.
Once a year, I challenge myself by putting a puzzle together completely face side down.
Do y'all remember the puzzle place?
Nice face down.
Face down is horrendously crazy.
That's crazy as fuck. But people do it. Yeah. People do it. They got puzzle books. So like after you finish your puzzles or your favorite puzzles, you tape it together on the back. You can go ahead and tape it and then slide it in this big ass puzzle portfolio.
That's crazy
book.
To me because I feel like the whole point of a puzzle is be like, okay, I did it. Now let me break it apart and I'm gonna do it again like whenever I get bored.
Well, you know, you frame it so you can celebrate that you finished. Breaking it apart is crazy.
Mm. Well,
like,
I'm gonna be bored and doing it again
is crazy as fuck. That's like paying for a movie.
The same one?
Yeah,
paying for a movie that you own to watch it again.
No,
so there is
already paid for it. That's rewatching the same movie. Y'all be watching the same movies over and over again, which I don't understand. I'm not a rewatcher.
Me neither. Okay,
I watch a movie once, maybe twice, but
man,
like,
that's
because
the movie doesn't like your company. So after you watch it, it leaves.
It self detonates like a Mission Impossible.
You know what Meg said? I understand it the first time. I don't need to watch it again to see what I didn't understand.
You see what I mean?
But by the way, y'all, there is a puzzle podcast. It has quite a few followers.
Puzzle podcast?
Yeah. What do they talk about? How to make puzzles?
Audio.
The puzzle podcast dives deep into the world of jigsaw puzzles. Enjoy engaging stories, expert tips, in-depth analysis, and the celebration of puzzle culture.
What if it's like lit? What if it's like real lit? Like, yo, what up? It's back with another puzzle, y'all. It's do 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 do. Got a lighthouse today coming at you. 3,000 pieces, you heard?
I tell my people, they do puzzles regularly, and I signed them up for this subscription where you do a puzzle. They send it to you. You do the puzzle, and you put it back in the bag, put it back in the mailbox, and they send out another one. So you can get like 3 or 4 a month, depending on how fast you complete them. And they had an idea, because it's her and her daughter, of doing a podcast called What's Puzzling You? And so they would have 2 cameras or 3 cameras, like their phones wide, and then one on them, and then also another camera just going down facing the puzzle, and they'd be on a time lapse. And they would just do that as a time lapse. And I was like, yo, that's actually a really good idea where they just talk about their life and their job and work and all that type of stuff. Then they never followed up on it. And I was like, I might have to do this shit.
Well, that's the internet for everybody.
That's a good idea because the puzzle isn't the point. A puzzle podcast, I don't understand. Because at least you're seeing them do the puzzle while they're talking about other stuff. Yeah. It's like the driving thing. But like, the puzzle podcast is like, it said it had expert tips. Like, nigga, what?
Perimeter first. Corners second.
Fit the piece into the other piece. Like, what the fuck you mean expert tips?
Color, just said, match got another one. First. Yes. Just got
make
another
the picture
piece in.
On the box. If it doesn't look like on the box, start over.
We got people in the comments like, I keep trying to do puzzles, but the pieces don't fit for me. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, you found the perfect podcast then.
Okay, y'all, would this be narcissistic or cute? So I found out you can upload a design and have a custom puzzle made with your own photo.
I did
so
that.
Fire.
That's cute. That's a cute gift.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What if I send my husband a nude, but it's a puzzle? and he's gonna put
it. That's kind of fire. That's kind of fire. That's fire. I would do
it. They will do fire. Any picture that you send in for the most part. But I think they do restrict against the nude, because I know Meg tried to do one and they was like FEMA got into it. And
FEMA.
It's like, this is a safe. That's not a wall that could can hang this on after it's done. So,
hey, Jasmine, if you really want to throw him off, give him a puzzle and make him do it and have it be a nude of him that he didn't know about.
Like, he's just asleep laid out.
Yeah. It'd get like as time goes on, it get more and more sinister.
You'd be so mad though, because you know, you build all around the thing, but your meat. You know what I'm saying?
You just, I don't want to do it yet.
I'm not gonna build my meat.
Oh, that's funny as hell, especially if it's like some angle he's never seen before. Mm. It's like, how many people have seen their own balls from the back? You know, like.
Well,
we don't want to know.
It's a cave. It's Luray Caverns.
Yeah. That's the only time I seen the back of my balls is when I was manscaping to go get my vasectomy. I was like, oh shit, that's what that saddlebag looks like.
Y'all haven't seen every angle? That's crazy.
You seen every angle, Pat? You be putting your leg up over your nigga's shoulder with a mirror down
there? You know that nigga Pat watching.
I should have known where this was
going. Anime like this. He be on a bed on his stomach. I don't know why he's smoldering at the screen.
Never mind.
I don't like the thought of either of y'all niggas looking at yourself in the mirror.
That is so funny. Pat be tucking and be like, that's what I look like as with a vagina, huh? So cute.
Like in, every guy has done that, and every guy lies about doing it. That niggas are dead.
It's like that little moment in Silence of the Lambs, yo, when Buffalo Bill
start dancing.
What is the girl version of that, Jasmine?
Flipping it out.
Standing up. Did you ever do that?
Oh yeah, I've been doing that all the time. Still, girl, I'll be sometimes I'll turn and I'll face the toilet and pee that way and be like, what if I could do it this way?
Peeing on the seat.
All over the place. You know, it's all over the place.
I got better
Meg
now.
Got hard pee. Meg pee sound like hell coming down. I know, isn't it?
What?
That toilet seat be taking a beating with Meg.
How do you know this?
Why? Why would that even be a thing?
I worked with Meg for 4 years in the same place. When she went in there, we heard the toilet seat scream. That toilet.
That's crazy.
Ouch, come on now.
Other toilets would come in there and be like, get off of him.
Wow, really?
He's just a kid. He's just a little drunk.
I appreciate that. Fine, I do.
All right, man, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. But before we do, we want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got Brandon Brody fresh on the lunch break, ladies and gentlemen, hiding in the bushes because he's double dipping on company time. We also have we have the talented makeup artist, content creator, show producer, and comedian Jasmine Ellis back on the show.
Jasmine.
Brandon Brody has all of those titles too. Which shows not to say it. We also have from the OG squad, we got Patrick Cloud, we got Meg Scoop up to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We understand how much financial stress can affect far more than just our bank accounts, all right? It takes a serious toll on our mental health and relationships, with 88% of Americans feeling some form of financial stress at the start of 2026. Let me tell you something, I was part of that 88%. Money worries often bring anxiety, sleep disruption, and even depression. And it is one of the leading sources of conflict for couples. So this month, we want to normalize the emotional weight of financial stress and remind people that struggling with money doesn't mean they failed, okay? Sometimes it's just about assessing the right kind of support. For me, 2026 started off very slow financially. And as a husband and provider for my family, I was stressed the hell out. It was affecting me mentally and physically. But here's the thing, I talked to my therapist and I got through it. I was able to manage my stress and my anxiety through the whole thing. And that's the beauty about therapy, right? It can help you unpack your relationship with money, all right? It can help you build healthier coping strategies and feel less alone in the process. And what I love about BetterHelp, therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it really does work, all right? With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live sessions based on 1.7 million client reviews. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help, all right? So sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/squad. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad. SQUADD.
Oh, the Tootsie Roll count. Like the owl.
Nobody gets. Nobody gets it when I do that. Oh, Jasmine, you just skyrocket to one of my top.
Yes, we get it, but we don't care.
Everybody got it. Everybody understood the reference.
Yes. Jasmine just wanted to say something to you because she's nice.
And you should take notes, Meg. This is why people like Jasmine. This is why she got the invite to my new housewarming, and you didn't.
I don't live in L.A. to hear.
Yeah, I'm flying her to Atlanta. I closed yesterday.
Well, I'll be there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I will, because I know everybody.
No, we don't have stables for.
Oof.
I know, because you have hamster cages.
But this is going nowhere fast. We're going to jump into the first topic of the day. We have, this is a time as old as tale, Jordans versus Air Force Ones. And we're talking to all white cocaine brick Air Force One lows.
Give me two pairs. I need two pairs. So what?
Get the stuff in my Air Force Ones.
Big boy.
Shout out to everybody in St. Louis that pulled off a 314 day, man. It was my first time going to 314 day since I moved. 314 day has been going for 20 years. It was amazing, amazing. Just an outstanding celebration of the city, of the culture, the inhabitants of there, the community came out. It was beautiful. Shout out to Hibbett Sports. They did an amazing event, gave back to the community. But shout out to everybody except for Nelly, for causing the price of the Air Force One to go up.
Except for Nelly.
The Air Force One used to be $80 before the Air Force One song. They don't shout
That's
out.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
What was it, $120?
I don't know. I don't pay for them, but I do know that they are like $120, $130, yeah.
Ooh, flex. You don't pay for them, okay.
Got that sponsor.
What did you have to do? You just show them your tits to your
feet pics.
I knew it was something.
He got a only hooves.
I was going to say they said they had never seen
hooves in the Air Force One. Where did you find those shoes at this year?
You beat me by 2 fucking seconds, bro.
Yes.
Only hooves is.
Oh my gosh.
But I guess my
sugar cubes.
In my case, it'd be only hams.
Oh, that's actually better.
But no, it was great, man. It was fantastic, bro. A lot of day parties, a lot of brunches. It was a great ass time, man. So shout out to the city for putting me out like that. But
you're gonna be in Atlanta for 404 day. You might as well just stick around.
I actually fly out on that day.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I've seen pictures and stuff like that, so I feel like I get an idea of what it was. I could do like one silly celebration per year. 2 was a lot.
What's 404 day?
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's like Atlanta's version of 314 day. Because 404 is the area code.
And 314 is the area code.
So they'd be having parades, like panels, everything.
301 day, 202 day. I don't even know if we do that.
Bro, it was so lit. Because I think they do it in Detroit. I think they do a 313 day in Detroit. But 314 day has come a long way, man. Like, just the city come together, and places that used to be filled with all white faces are now diverse or have all black faces there. And I'm not going to lie to you, there were some arrests that night, and I think there were 7 shootings that night. But in the daytime,
of course,
it was great. Daytime was great, man. The energy of the city was amazing. Very electric.
Was Nelly there?
He hosted an event that night at one of the strip clubs. So
damn.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be fun. A strip club hosted by Nelly seems like it would be a great time.
Oh yeah, you know, Tip Drill got popping. They mm-hmm. listen, Tip Drill like made BET Uncut what it was, bro. It's that and White Girls,
Girls coming to my world.
That was such a he was sitting on the couch bobbing a chick's head like this while crazy. He was rapping. And she's just there like,
and we were teenagers watching it.
That's got to be some legal loophole because I've seen that way too many times in rap songs.
Oh. I remember the old commercials from the like the sex talk hotlines. There was one that was like, "You don't have to be alone tonight. Just call me. Pick up the phone." Did any of y'all remember that? Did y'all ever?
Yeah, I remember. No, some. Because we weren't grown in the '70s to hear.
That do sound like an old ass jingle.
I'm old as hell. I remember 1-800 girl. That one I think would come on in like the
2000s. Yeah, that was the '90s.
Yes.
Here's how to slap bass.
Pick up your rotary phone right now. Bang bang
bang. My commercial was like black exploitation. It was like. Yeah. It was Sugar Fly, like, "Hey, you dude, you need some bad chickadees to call."
Hey, man, you want to talk to some of these bad bitches?
All the women knew karate.
For the afro. Afro with karate.
Just disrespectful. Come here, bitch. Just disrespectful.
Insane disrespect, like old school disrespect.
You're so disrespectful.
You okay, daddy. What you want these niggas to say to you? Oh, just tell me what you like about me.
There's so many glimpses of uncomfortableness in those movies. Right. It'd be like the coolest guy ever, and then he'd be like, "Shut up, bitch." And then it'll keep going. You'd be like, "Damn."
And then you don't see her for the rest of the movie. Like, I think right. He smacked her to death in that one scene.
Is this nigga the hero?
Listen,
this is so confusing.
Have y'all ever met a pimp like when he had his stable with him? Or like
in person?
Yes, in person.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro, it's crazy. It is. I met one older one, and he had like some younger girls with him. And he had four or five chicks with him. And while he was talking at where we were hanging out, all of them just looked down. None of them ever looked up. Like they would not make eye contact with anybody when they were like with him unless they were working. I had never seen no shit like that. I was like, this just is wrong. Like, nobody should be glorified. This is just wrong.
Yeah.
I never seen that many, but it feels like you kind of expect to see like a Bishop Don Juan, a dude with just like crazy colors and a cane and stuff, but usually it'd be looking regular. Sometimes it'd be looking like just a dude with his girlfriend or like two girls.
Yeah.
And then you find out and you're like, oh shit, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like more than often.
That's good news for you, Pat, because he probably would have scooped your little ass up for the stable.
We got all the flavors you want.
It would have been like, "You one of them earthy bitches, ain't you?"
Yeah. I'm like,
"Come here, Cloud. This one's called Cloud. Soft like the clouds."
Oh, damn.
Come with here. A toe ring on.
Even hypothetically, that situation was scary.
You think if it was Cloud? Niggas don't like Cloud. I'm still calling you Sunshine. Nigga, Sunshine.
That's scary as fuck. Hell no.
Nigga, Pappy's taking pictures like this now.
Clouds through the sunshine.
All right.
With sun rays coming off.
Okay, Pat.
You guys were also casual about having met pimps. I was like, y'all had pimps growing? We didn't have them.
I had in the suburbs.
Wait, where are you from, Devin?
Arlington, Texas. We did not have pimps.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a place with plenty of pimps.
No!
Now, the pimps resided in Arlington, but they did all their pimping in Houston and Dallas, a little Fort Worth, maybe. You know what I mean?
Retired pimps. Oil pimps.
That's a great idea. Just the pimp next door, and it's that sounds like a Quad Mills book.
Cowboys just like pimps.
A pimp next door is an amazing title for a documentary about living next door to a pimp.
That's a good title for that.
You gotta tell your kids not to ride your bike in front of his house. Like, hey, don't cross this part of the sidewalk.
Don't even go trick or treating because you're gonna end up with a lot of tricks.
Yeah, nigga, giving away lube and condoms in the bag for the kid. Make sure your mama get that bitch.
I'm a ghost. I don't give a fuck.
What?
And tell your daddy tabs are due at the end of the month.
See, that's why we have a registry now. They put a red dot on your house.
Right.
They don't let you live anywhere.
Hell. Arlington, Texas.
Have y'all ever looked up your neighborhood, Sissy, if there's any sex offenders?
Oh my God, no, that's a great idea.
Because I've moved so many times and so many places.
How would they alert?
You just go to the website. It was crimereports.com.
But don't they have to alert?
So what you do is you go to the website. I forgot what it's called.
Megan'slaw.com.
There you go. And then you can there's a couple actually. And then you go, you put your address in, and then they'll show you all the sex offenders that are within whatever radius you set it to. And they show you their pictures and everything.
And it's probably the worst picture that they've ever taken, too.
It's their mugshot.
And razzle dazzle.
But this is gonna be funny because I live in LA. So if I see a bunch of headshots pop up, professional headshots,
that's funny. Just,
for the registry, back to the registry, and the niggas just like.
And most of them look so normal. Like, you just crazy. Walk past them every day.
Headshots. Crazy. They're like, hey, it's been a few years. Can I retake my...
Can I redo my sex offender?
Can I redo...
Pull it up, you'll find something close to you.
Hang on, I have another look.
I shaved my mustache.
I'm about to change.
Is there one in your next to your building, Jasmine?
Girl, okay, so I don't want to.
Jasmine got real quiet. She found some close ones.
She found a dot on her house.
9, 10.
She said 10. 12.
Okay, between me and my closest Starbucks, there are 12 sex offenders.
Damn, how close is Starbucks?
Downstairs.
Shit is next door.
I'm telling you, especially in LA, because I lived in three different apartments when I was in LA, and I learned after that first one, you gotta look. You always have to look, and they be everywhere.
Damn, Jasmine shouldn't have looked though.
No, because you need to know where they're. Pat, you're fragile and frail. You need to look too, because they can abduct you.
Are you gonna get off of my boy, man? My boy been in the gym. He be doing Muay Thai, which is probably the worst thing to do for a sexual thing, because you got to be like this.
Don't zoom in. They live. I think
that's not Muay Thai.
Gym. Look at this.
What is that?
Just Muay Thai.
I thought that was.
Everything pink is where they are.
Muay Thai.
I'm right here.
Muay Thai was fucking great, Brody. That was a quality joke, and I was not going to let that get killed by the masses. That was a good joke. And I thought Muay Thai, which one is it? The one when they be grappling all on the ground. What is that? That's Krav Maga. Right?
It's grappling is a whole thing, but yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple of them. I don't know about what you just
that's
did.
That's what BT does, right?
I think BT. You don't know nothing about no Krav Maga. You know about coleslaw.
I know about crab legs.
That was just something else.
Coleslaw.
How was that even? That wasn't even.
Meg was holding on to that. She was going to get something off.
I'm named a blanks. I'm running off fumes, guys.
That was just. You don't know Krav Maga. You know ribs.
Meg, how far are you from the city?
Fucking food.
Me? Yeah. Something with crab.
No,
then it went alliterated.
Yeah, right?
You know crab boil.
Sorry, I'm tired.
That
would
have been dumb too.
You want to do an early lunch tomorrow? We'll talk later. But yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, what's an early? What's an early lunch for you to hear?
11:30.
First lunch or second?
As I said, the early lunch.
He's gonna be at your house at 6 a.m. Like, you ready?
Early lunch or late lunch?
First lunch.
Hey, listen, man, I was already
gotta get started now.
To Atlanta, I was like, they ain't gonna get me down there and have me fucking off my diet and give me all of that food. I brought that thing with me.
What is that? Like it was blurred out. Blurred out. What is that?
That shit looked X-rated.
It's Travel Olympic.
Y'all, they have their headshots on here.
Oh my god!
Shut the fuck up! No, they do.
Are you still looking at the sex offenders?
Jasmine's been off this conversation for 4 minutes, yo.
Oh god!
Meet your neighbors.
Oh, gosh. Somebody knock on our door.
Hey, look, that means two things.
Oh my gosh!
Look, there's more people on there than motherfucking Instagram.
Your neighbor's gonna answer.
Crazy.
What if your neighbor answered the door? It was just a giant red dot with hands and feet. Like, hey, how you doing? So, oh,
I've done a lot of offending. I have to wear this.
What's my feeling about these Air Maxes versus Jordans?
I've always been Jordans. Team Air Max.
Not Air Maxes. I'm sorry. Air Forces versus Jordans.
Was that the question?
That was the question.
Holy shit.
Because we were talking about Nelly with the Air Force One song.
We went Jordans. On a trip.
Oh, we going to do that every time, Jeff. We're going to do that every time.
Versus Jordans. How do I
feel like if you had, okay, here's the thing with Forces. With the Forces, we're only talking about the all-white pair, which is, I mean, hands down, probably the best shoe to go with most outfits when you don't have time to like really push it together. But Jordan has so many, like 1 through 12, you can make any fucking outfit look fire with. But versatility, the all white Force goes with just about everything. Just about everything.
Can I say something very controversial?
Controversial.
Controversial. Am I saying it wrong?
You gotta say the word right first. Then you can say it.
I think it's shoal at the end.
Controversial?
I think it's shoal.
Shoal?
Controversial.
Controversial.
Leave her alone.
I don't give a fuck about sneakers. And lightweight kind of hate sneaker culture.
Why do you hate sneaker culture?
Because first of all, sneakers to me, like, sneakers look the same to me. Like, every pair of sneakers looks so the same to me. I'm never impressed or excited. About, I have sneaker blindness, I guess. Okay. And then the fact, I'll just say this, you know, my husband was a quiet, mild-mannered, driving with no music on type of guy. And then we moved to LA and he started to care a little bit about sneakers. And now there are 18 pairs of sneakers in 2 years. We went from one pair of sneakers to 18 pairs of sneakers.
He had one in his rotation?
One in his rotation, just one for the gym. And now every day needs a different sneaker for a different vibe. And they, to me, all
that's called the glow up, Jasmine. That's called the glow up.
But why is it only ankle high? Glow the rest up.
The fits didn't change?
Not really. We're working on it.
He's getting to that. Baby steps.
Why are you hating on it? That sounds like a good thing.
To me, no. It's too expensive of a hobby. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very expensive hobby.
So is golf.
So are nails.
Every hobby is expensive.
Nails are not a hobby. They're a necessity. But like...
Okay. How you know shoes aren't a necessity to him?
Any pair of shoes... I just don't get shoe hype. Like, to me, all shoes look the... Like, not all of them look the same, but I walk in a shoe store and I feel like I'm looking at two pairs of shoes in 100 different color variations. And I don't understand how one pair of shoes worth
I can see
700
that.
And one pair of shoes worth 70. And why in Atlanta do they have a shoe car wash? I think shoe culture is out of control.
Let me ask a couple questions that will determine how I interpret that statement. Number one, how many pairs of wedges do you own?
Wedges? Yes. Maybe three.
Okay, well then, you know, then that just tells me everything I need to know. I don't even need to ask any other validating questions.
Sometimes you need a wedge. You need a slight heel, but you need to be able to walk.
Aren't wedges considered like frumpy?
A little bit, but sometimes you feel a little frumpy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wear wedges to church.
That's a fire answer.
I wear wedges when I'm auditioning to play a mom-like character.
Man, feeling frumpy? Wedges.
Man, can you share the screen, Meg?
Share what screen?
Share the ability to share your screen. I want to share my screen.
I don't know how to do that. You didn't tell me how to do all that to hear.
Just share. It's like, you know.
Only the host can share their screen.
Yeah, you got to say other people can share the screen.
You've only been doing this since the pandemic.
Just request. I don't know how to do this.
If you go to the participants, I think it shows you there.
Oh. Just Stephanie, you be wearing kitten heels too?
I got two pairs of kitten heels. One pointy silver, one pointy black.
See, that's why once she told me about the wedges, I knew she had some kitten heels. And I was like, well, you know what? I don't have to ask nothing else.
No, first of all, I'm over 30 and I slipped 3 lumbar discs in my lower spine, okay?
Damn.
I have to wear a sensible heel when I wear a heel, okay?
You do construction?
Car accidents.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, go ahead to here.
Hope you're okay.
Don't feel bad, Cloud.
All right, let me.
Hope you're okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna show you. If you hated your husband's screen, his shoes, and you're going to hate this right here.
Oh, but there's variety. See, I see boots. I see loafers.
Oh my gosh, that's your shoe room?
Wait, that's been your background this whole time?
Oh my gosh, dear.
I didn't know it went that far.
Yeah, and I don't have the ones up against the wall this is before I had got more boxes because it's more on that plain wall before.
That's a pretty nice collection.
And the
though.
Craziest part about all of them is all of them are leaning inward because you're knock knee.
Like, that's the one that got you.
Being
leaning. That's the one that got you.
How fast your hater brain works is like you should create.
I wouldn't hate. That's an observation. I saw all of them lean a little bit in.
You 70% though. You gave a statistic, man.
Statistic. You saw how the first 3 seconds of the pan were all brown saloon shoes.
He is ready. If saloon shoes is crazy.
Shoes for kicking that door. Pow.
A little spats.
Oh yeah, my gosh. You didn't show him this shoe, Patsy. You show him your sneakers for your hoof.
What is that? I don't even see what that is.
What kind of animal is in the shoe?
Are those horse
shoes? A horse.
It's a horse with sneakers.
Those are Hordens.
That's the medical boot for his kind.
Is it real? I've never seen whatever that is ever. I thought,
Pat, show yours. Show all the jellies that you got.
Man, those are the 3 biscuits.
Jellies is
crazy. Thank you.
Pat got jellies crazy. And pink toe heels all through his collection.
Jellies are respectable. Actually, I can see Pat wearing, you know, some longer socks with jellies.
Shut up, Meg. You wore them Chinese slippers. Remember them?
Meg used to make jellies.
Remember them Chinese slippers that blew up?
Wow.
You for sure had one of them.
Wow.
You remember those in the 2000s?
Let's put it to a vote. Jordans or Air Force Ones?
Jordans.
Air Force Ones.
Forces.
Jasmine's on that sex offender.
It doesn't matter with you, Jasmine.
I'm going to go with Air Force Ones because there's a good song.
There it is. Air Force Ones has it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money? Like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for 15 $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money, so you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Next topic of the day. I'm surprised you didn't ask me about my Crocs. Sorry.
Oh, I knew you had those. You, and Jasmine, everything about you screams comfort. So, you know, yeah, I get it.
You got those step-in Skechers too, don't you?
Yes, I do. Those are my airport shoes. I love them, Jasmine. That was the joke, okay? Oh, machine washable. Thank you very much.
Oh man.
Wait, hold on. You said machine washable.
What you doing? I'm doing a load of sneakers. What?
This, all right, cover right Ooh. Back at three.
What if I washed my husband's sneakers? You think he'd be mad?
It depends.
Yes. Yes.
Doing a load of sneakers is crazy, bro.
Doing a load of sneakers today.
I'm doing my whites, my colors.
Y'all don't be washing y'all sneakers like that?
I do. I just bought a shoe bag. Y'all got shoe bags?
Nah, I do all of my. I don't have any sneakers that I would throw in the washer. I do everything by hand. I'm old school.
Yeah, same here.
Toothbrush,
that's why I don't have a lot. I'm like, now washing them in, that sounds very appealing. Jasmine said his Skechers are machine washable.
Just throw them in there.
That's not why you don't have a lot of sneakers, Meg. It's not a lot of women's shoes that come in the size 28. That's why you don't have a lot of sneakers. You the Bigfoot. You the Bigfoot bandit known by Foot Locker and Foot
Action. No, what size shoe do you wear for real?
He goes to Bigfoot Locker?
Yeah. I mean, I do have big feet. I do wear a 10 and a half in women's.
Damn!
Wait, that's a 9 in men.
That's a 9 in niggas.
Which is like me and Pat wear the same size shoes.
But she has a fat foot too, so it's 2 9s put together. She wears an 18.
So it's an 18?
Yes, 18.
Her shoehorn is a shovel.
Wait, Pat, what size shoes you wear? Because I feel like I put your shoes on one day and they fit. What size 11, you wear?
Depending, it's between 11 and 11 and a half.
Ten and a half to 11. Women's?
But why?
It's, 11 it's, women's?
It's youth. Youth.
Youth.
11
all
youth.
All his shoes are soft bottles. None of them have a hard.
Oh,
you don't got the full Nike check. Got like the idea of it.
Yeah,
you can put all. Pat got 30 pairs of shoes. All of them fit in your backpack. The baby foot.
These ones have the Velcro. I don't even need laces on these ones.
Wait, yeah, you wear like regular sneakers.
Wait, Jasmine, how many sex offenders are in your building?
They're not in my building. They are transients who live in the area, and it's 12. Okay,
let's make sure she's safe.
Oh my gosh!
Guys.
See,
let's
do something
right
about
back.
This.
Next topic of the day, we have: are you more of a group chat or text person versus talking on the phone?
Ooh, easy.
Text me. It's so crazy because 5 years ago, I looked at phone calls the way I look at, I looked at FaceTimes. I looked at FaceTimes the way I look at calls now. Like, there's no reason for you to call me with texting and voice notes. I don't ever need to talk to a real person.
No, you don't ever need to talk at all. You can't even get your words right.
Hey, Kenny,
cut
that
sign language.
Cut that part out real quick. You know what's crazy is that 5 years ago, I looked at FaceTime the way I now look at phone calls.
Damn.
Like,
still messed it up.
Take three.
Kenny, cut that part out too.
No, it's keep like, it all in minutes. Here. We need to know the truth about little mushmouth.
Don't call me. Don't FaceTime me. Don't.
What are the choices? You said what?
Are you more of a group chat slash text person, or are you more of a phone call person?
See, those are different, though. You can't be group chat and text because
they need to be separate.
You need to say group chat or phone call.
They're text.
Okay, but here's the okay. So I thought about that, man, because I was gonna do group chat versus talking on the phone, but people don't really do like a whole lot of group calls right now, unless it's a Zoom, and that's usually reserved for like work and stuff. Are people doing that?
No. Group chat or just phone call, period. Because because here's the thing, everybody texts, right? Like, mm-hmm. if we're under the age of like 50, we text. But like, if you are trying to, everyone's gonna say, "Oh, I'd rather do like group chat." Maybe a few people say phone calls. So I'm saying you got to put group chat in there, because sometimes group chats are amazing and sometimes they're annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do that. Here we go. Group chat versus talking on the phone.
And this is always this. You're always your only mode of communication, either a group chat or phone calls.
I don't mean to be crazy nitpicky, but to me, a group chat is several people talking, and then a phone call is me and one person. Right. So it's almost like group chat versus Zoom call. And I'm gonna pick a group chat over a Zoom call, because if I need to hear from six people, I'd rather do it in a group chat. But I like a phone call for a one-on-one conversation. Oh, you know what? If we're talking about business, I want it in text so I can go back to what we said. Like, what time do I need to be there? What do I need to bring? But if it's just shooting the shit and we're discussing ideas, I want to be on the phone, because I don't need to see 100 notifications when you're not even sure what you want yet. Is this a good answer? It's not an answer.
That was solid. That was a solid statement.
Covered all bases.
I'm laughing because Brody out here just pacing, looking real nervous, like he about to lose his day job.
Listen, because he got to be back. He got to be back on the clock in 6 minutes.
So he's hiding from somebody.
Why you agreed to this, Brody?
Why you did it? You could have literally told me I work tomorrow. I would have found somebody else. I could have had Gigi on. She was ready to go.
Hey, I think the narrative of me appearing on Squadcast is very interesting. You know, just of me being in different places every time. It's never the same place twice.
So, bro, if you can figure out how to do it from jail, that would be so amazing.
When's the next Squadcast?
I'll figure something out. The moving camera with the ladder looks so sketchy. Like,
how you know I'm not outside of a jail right now?
a deal
like
about to happen.
About to bail somebody out.
He about to meet up with a red dot. about to dap up. What's up, man? Got the stuff.
Oh my gosh, Brody.
Oh my god, man.
I was sitting on the curb, so I just need to stretch my legs. That's all that's happening. I don't know if that makes it better or not. But
I feel like I prefer texting all the time, because I just be doing shit. Like, I'm kind of like a cat. Like, I'll be conversating with somebody and then I'll stop to do something else. But phone is like, you kind of have to be on point. Answer. But text is kind of like a better paced
No, it's not, Pat. It's just because, yes, you have to answer, because that's what people do when they're talking. Pat is the worst communicator when it comes to technology. Okay. He's over here advocating for texting. He's a worse texter too. I'd be like, Pat, send this XYZ. He don't do it. And I'd be like, Pat, hello, did you see this? I need this. And then he may respond like two or three days later.
I'll do it. I just don't always answer.
No, it's you like, don't do it. Because I'll be like, is this done? And it don't be done.
Well, when you ask me, it's not done. But then it's kind of like
For three days, Pat.
It's like a little page. I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh, shit, I got to do this. And then it'll be done. But you just don't get the answer.
Pat, so, you need a calendar or something.
I have a calendar. I'm actually very organized.
Where? Where can I add this stuff to your calendar so I don't have to text you?
You can add it to my email calendar.
It sounds like y'all could have done this in small groups after the Squadcast.
Giving
grievances when I can't, because he ain't gonna answer a text.
I'm good at texting back. Just I don't be texting Meg back.
All right, so here, make a breakout group.
I was like, we had a great text conversation last night, actually.
But Meg, she'd be like, hey, I need this, this, and this. Notes for this, this, and this. And it's like, oh, okay, for sure. Sometimes I'll thumbs up. Sometimes I'll say for sure. And sometimes I'll just do it. But it'd be done. That's the point.
Not in expeditious time, Pat.
Well, expeditious is different.
I change my text notification when Meg texts me to like.
That would be so dope. I don't know. How do you audible an eye roll?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, you have to put in heavy side. Put in heavy side, get that thing, and then bounce it to an MP4, and then you can pay for texting.
Y'all are so true. It need to be a money sound, cha-ching, because if I'm calling or text you, it is about money.
That is true, Meg. You don't
call money, Meg. So you need to Meg, don't disrespect me.
You call it either to see how somebody's doing or they offering them money. I will absolutely vouch for that. Meg is 100% true on that one.
See? I don't be taking nothing.
Her and Eden, if Eden's calling you, it's about some money. It's money. Eden don't be on the phone talking about no bullshit. She gonna be like, hey, you free this day? Mm-hmm. Give me the bag.
Yep.
See, I am fun.
I didn't say fun.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
She heard what she wanted to hear.
Yeah, let's get crazy. Let's not get crazy. Let's put it to a vote, though, because you niggas don't really give a fuck about this topic real quick. So let's...
Text.
Group chat or voice call?
Voice call. I like to get to the point.
Voice call. Voice call.
Group voice chat. Call.
Group chat.
Group chat. All right, voice call has it on that one. We're going to jump into this last and final topic. After this, last topic of the day, we have
Brody's really looking around like he's in danger.
sell, bye.
He was like, phone call. I need to get to the point. Bro, are you okay?
I'm gonna call him after this to check on him. Last topic of the day, would you rather get a session at the club or go to a kickback?
Oh, kickback.
Kickback.
We're way too old for clubs to hear. This is not even the right crowd for this question.
There be old niggas in the club. Every time I've been in the club, there was an old nigga.
I know, but I'm saying this group of people, we not the old niggas in the club. We at home. No,
because Brody still be clubbing. Brody still clubs.
I'll be clubbing like that. Like I'm more excited to go if it's like a place I'm out of town and I've never been before. But I don't get really the desire. Like I like
the last time
house parties. I like events. Like my shit is like. It's like I like to go somewhere where there's free food, open bar, and like you can leave with a gift bag. Like, I like. Yep. I don't care about the club.
It's like a baby shower.
when's the last
Bro,
time
you hitting up all the random baby showers on Eventbrite?
Yep. Hey, but everybody.
Baby showers are fun. When was the last time you had the little weenies?
For y'all, for sure.
I know y'all got to do like a bottle game.
They're not even pregnant, just having baby showers. Just.
Hey, but
I
noticed this. People who say that they don't club be clubbing, and they just say that they don't so that they could seem like it in the conversation, but they be clubbing. So, Brody, when's the last time you were at a place that on Google Maps would be considered a club?
See, that's relative because I was out of town. Hold on. Let's
relative.
Okay, all right. It was on Saturday, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, what?
It was a special event. It was
he
ballet
didn't funk. Last Saturday.
It was a ballet funk DJ. They're playing Brazilian funk music, you know. So I had tickets for it. It felt like something different.
Nigga, it's Monday afternoon. That was two
so
nights
Saturday,
ago.
Man.
That was
I didn't go.
Two
I,
nights
I,
ago.
You were in anything. The club. You were in the club.
Yeah,
we
but I was like,
in the club. Club.
Like
we didn't say what was playing. We just said, is it the club, Brody?
This but
I also went to Sincerely Yours
crazy.
Before then. What I'm saying is I don't enjoy the club the way I used to. What was the goddamn question? The question was kickback versus club. Jesus Christ. I said my answer. I didn't say I had a splendid time. I wish there was a kickback going on, but there wasn't. Why didn't y'all have a kickback? Why didn't no one have a kickback?
I didn't
have to explain my goddamn Brody. Self.
There probably was, but you was at the club.
Why did I explain myself? What shit, okay? I have a problem.
This started with Tahir saying Brody still be at the club. All you had to say is yes. See.
Here's the thing. Brody throws the best kickbacks. Always good people, always good energy. DC comes up in the building. They ready to party, dance. We dancing for real. Go-Go gonna be playing. Some Down South gonna be playing. Those amazing parties, man. So I
throw
I
some good parties.
I can't believe he even mentioned the club. Although we have had some good times in the club. We collaborated and had some great times in the club, too.
Sure.
I think
that's the thing. I don't like being a patron
on who's
of the club.
It depends.
Like
on
even with artistic, I was with him, you know what I'm saying? And like I was getting on the mic with him. And,
yeah.
Lake Tahoe. Like that's more fun to me than just like just being a patron in the like just being in the general floor area is not fun at all anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not.
So
fun.
You're a little VIP hoe then, huh?
Yeah, I'll be right up there with you, Meg. Just
I'll be at the club. Okay, I'll be at home. I'll be at the church lock-in on Fridays. Okay, that's what I did.
Nah, Brody, you know what it is, Brody? I'm gonna just say it. Kickbacks are more fun if it's at your place or is at one of the homies' place. Clubs are more fun when you're on the mic or you're hosting it. When you can get the VIP treatment, it's not just the ladies, because clubs are fun for ladies because they get VIP treatment. They get in for free. Sure. Niggas buy them drinks. Niggas invite them to their section. When I can feel like the baddie, then I'm having a great time. But if
Feeling like a baddie.
I need to be the baddie.
I need to be the baddie, nigga. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not a regular ass nigga.
I don't like waiting in line. Like, you know, you go right to the front.
Waiting for a bartender to be done and waiting for people to just finish their drinks and clear out so that you can go out to the bar is top five worst experiences of adulthood.
It's terrible.
That shit,
boo. I'd say it's what top about five, but, you know.
Jasmine, when was the last time you were at the club?
Good question.
Not the book club. Not the book club.
actually, I was in a club December. I was in D.C.
Did you wear wedges or kitten heels?
Boots. Knee-high boots. Thank you very much.
What spot do you go to?
My city.
Okay, so it is my favorite kind of club, which is a supper club, where you have like a full...
Oh, you went to Gaia?
Yes, I went to Gaia.
My homies on that spot.
But meanwhile, Brody talking about, I don't really go to the club that much. You knew exactly where the fuck she was.
Right. Where is
that's because that's back home. Gaia. That's my city. That's home.
That's it home. Was lit. There was like a...
There's a saxophone guy?
Saxophone guy, yes. You know.
Like, Brody was there. This nigga Brody was there.
Lulu was there. It was not helping his case.
Nah, but I don't be going to a club like that though.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Fun Time.
I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago. That's my club adjacent. Very fun, very lit.
I love a good wedding, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good wedding with an open bar. Now, if you just got a wedding and the reception is like at a fucking restaurant, ain't no bar, nothing like that, I ain't coming.
I think you can smack the bride's father.
You're an alcoholic? Celebrate your friends, not alcoholism.
What?
It would fine just invite you, and they just want you to come.
Have a quince if you don't have a bar. I've had more stuff at a quince, and you can't have it at your wedding? That's like, what the hell are you doing?
You gotta do what you mean. This wedding was dope because it was an open bar, and then it was funny because on invitation it said heavy hors d'oeuvres. So I was like, oh, don't come too hungry. And then this is Black people, so their idea of hors d'oeuvres was fried catfish and red beans and rice. And I was like, I love it.
That's funny because that's Tahir's nickname in Atlanta.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres is my nickname. Is crazy, bro. Listen, I don't have a DJ name yet. I might make that one of my monikers.
That's crazy. Because imagine you saw that on a flyer and you thought what Jasmine thought. You're like, oh, they're going to have food. And it was like, the DJ, heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Just some chubby DJ. We love you. So bad.
Coming up next, open bar. Like, God damn it. They lied on this flyer.
DJ Bad Bitches. It's another nigga.
DJ free entry. Like, damn,
that's
this nigga's
funny ass sketch, yo.
The best loophole of all time.
Free entry. Hookah. Who are all these people? That's hookah. That's free entry. That's Bad Bitches. You know the DJs?
We have no amenities.
Hey, DJ free entry is hilarious though.
But every venue charges that you play at.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny.
Yes, Walrus, eat that seaweed.
Seaweed is fire. Hey, have you tried the teriyaki? They got teriyaki. They got it with the avocado oil.
You Americans, just keep it plain. Keep it plain.
Nah, the
teriyaki right there.
Keep it plain.
They had a chili one too. I love seaweed.
I got them. I get them unlocked from Trader Joe's. I get the whole thing. I got four of these.
I know they got the horse special. You come in here with the chomper, you get 30% off your seaweed. Because you got to buy them in bulk for the horses.
Just use the code NAY.
Seaweed by itself sounds crazy.
Roasted though.
You've never had seaweed by itself, Jasmine?
No, it sounds like deconstructed sushi. Like, finish making it. Exactly. What are you doing? Where's the fish? What are you doing?
You know what? I like these because I still get that, like, that satisfaction of, like, almost like eating a snack, like chips, mm-hmm. but they're only 30 calories.
And it reminds you of when you lived in the ocean?
They are delicious. It's a weird snack. You feel like a manatee, but other than that, it's delicious. I mean, eating them all the time.
No, seaweed is good for you. And you know what? I put seaweed in my kids' lunchbox every day, and they be tearing it up. That's the first thing they eat. Don't be too salty.
That's where bullying starts. You better put some real snacks in their goddamn lunches.
No, these kids are different these days.
Put some fucking Doritos in there, man. Stop setting them up.
Give them some damn string cheese.
Yo, happened to my son the first time. Like, when I sent him in first grade with seaweed, one day he was like, "Mom, I don't want that in there anymore." I was like, "Why? You love seaweed." He was like, "Because Delilah said ill when I opened my lunchbox."
Yeah, you can't, because you're going to get roasted. Damn. That's seaweed has a smell to it. It just
no,
looks
it
crazy.
Does it?
Yes, it damn. Does.
Delilah. Not like that. Not like it's gonna be super. Man. Look. So okay. So I didn't put it.
Wait. I was in makeup, and I had ate some seaweed while I was getting my costume, my wardrobe, and I'm talking about this like 5 minutes after the fact, right? I then got dressed, everything. I'm waiting to go to hair and makeup. We're gonna make up. As soon as I sit down, the chick was like, "You just ate seaweed?" I was like,
"You know it's coming."
Look to here when you eat. All that bulk seaweed, it comes out your pores.
Wait, oh, she smelled it? Or she was just making fun of you?
No, she smelled it. Damn.
What the hell does seaweed smell like? I've been walking around smelling like seaweed.
It smells like scenes from Moana.
You smell like seaweed, all type of essence of oils and all that stuff.
See, that's a good thing, though. Damn, I didn't know that. What the hell does seaweed smell like?
It smells like seaweed. It's kind of like if you are hungry and you smell fried chicken smells disgusting when you're not hungry.
Yeah.
It smells disgusting. Yeah, when you're not hungry. So seaweed is like that. Like, you definitely smell it. It smells like ocean when you're not hungry or you're not eating.
Damn.
You ever left your clothes in, like, the back of a comedy club and then, like, it smells like fried food when you get home? Is anyone ever?
What was you doing?
Performing. So you have, like,
sometimes when I cook, it smells like that in my house.
Oh, I guess that was too specific. But like, you come to the club, you leave your clothes in the, like, your luggage in the back, and then you get home and you're like, why does everything smell like mozzarella sticks? No? Is this just a specific?
Sorry. Why mozzarella sticks?
Not really. Oh.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with?
What was the topic? The
next section at the club or a kickback?
We're too old. What, in this day and age or like earlier in life?
This day and age right now.
Oh, heck. Kick back. Ain't nobody going to no club.
Even the name is more appealing. Kick back or club. It's crazy.
Yo, listen, man. We want to thank our special guests for pulling up today. We got Jasmine Ellis. We got Brandon Brody.
And I'm coming right now. I'm playing.
We got Patrick Cloud, Meg Scooping up to hear more. Thank you guys at home for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We'll see you next week. Peace, guys.
Peace, y'all. Bye.